During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It's that time of year, or almost that time of year, where having a little extra cha-ching in the bank account would really make a big difference, especially with holidays. So I want to help in a way that I think I can, by giving away a $500 Amazon gift card. For a chance to win it, all you have to do is one of two things. Either A, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and send a screenshot to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com, or share it out on social media. Let people know that we exist there with a link to our show through your favorite podcast player so others can go and find the show and listen as well. One of two ways. Send me a screenshot of either and you'll be entered to win. All you got to do is send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey, how you guys doing? I just came across y'all's YouTube channel and was listening to some of the ghost stories that people were telling and thought they were pretty interesting. And I kind of have one of my own that maybe y'all would like, maybe not. I don't know. But really, I'm going to just jump into it. It starts out about maybe a couple years back. I was still in high school about 4 years ago. I think I was a junior in high school. I started having really bad nightmares, and not even like scary nightmares, just like it could be anything, and it would just make me go crazy. It was really called, at the time I thought they were just nightmares. Ended up going to a doctor, and they told me it was night terrors, because when I would have these nightmares, I'd wake up in tears, I'd run around the room sleepwalking, I mean, literally running, not touching a thing, you know, it was like my eyes were open. People in my family had witnessed me do this, said it would scare the crap out of them, it was the scariest thing they've ever seen. I mean, it was like I was possessed, you know, running around. And to know that you're doing this is pretty, you know, it was kind of scary news, especially as, you know, someone like me being into, you know, all the ghosts and stuff like that. When I heard about it, I was like, oh my God, that's kind of terrifying that I'm doing all this. And so I wanted to look into it. So I looked into night terrors and all this stuff and, you know, what it could be. And, you know, it's what stuff that people say, you know, it can happen, stuff that happens in your life, you know, can, you know, be portrayed into your dreams in different ways, you know, like stress and stuff like that. I didn't really have that much stress at the time. I was just in high school. You know, the only stress I had was just going to school, I guess, but that really wasn't a big deal to me. So one night, I was in my room and I went to bed and, you know, I woke up. It's not really waking up. I'm still in a night terror. You know, you think that you're awake and you think that you're asleep. It's really confusing. You're sleepwalking, but you know that you're doing it kind of like a little bit. And you can't really do nothing about it. And so I woke up, you know, sort of, and was trying to get out of my room. And I went for the door, and I could not move. And I couldn't figure out why. I could not. I was trying to pull myself out of my room. And I was literally seeing this. I was like, holy shit, this is real, you know. And then I felt something, you know, on my waist. So I went down to grab it, and it was an arm. And the hand, everything. I distinctly remember, I've told people about this story a million times, you know, I remember grabbing what was, you know, grabbing me, the arm and the hand, and I could feel everything, the bones, the skin. I mean, I could feel everything, you know, it was like a real arm. And it was one of the scariest moments in my life. And, man, I was just terrified, and I ran to my mom's room, and I was screaming and crying. And mind you, I'm like freaking 16, 17 years old when this is going down. I'm not a little kid. And I'm like, Mom, you gotta help. My mom wakes up in terror. She said I was just blood-curdling scream. She woke up in terror, and I was telling her that, you know, somebody was in my room. And that's when I had the point where I wasn't thinking really ghost. I was really scared that somebody was actually in my house and in the room grabbing me. And so my mom closed her door and was, you know, freaking out. She went in there and she said nobody was in the house and didn't even worry. She was scared she might have to call the cops. And then she had known that I had night terrors, so she figured that's what it was. And I slept in my mom's room that night. I did not want to leave her room. I was still kind of half asleep, half awake. I was still in the night terror kind of. So, but it seems so real. So I wanted to look into it and ask other people, and I went online and they were saying that, you know, you could have a haunted house, you know, or, you know, you could be haunted, you know, if these are just happening to you. And it was just happening to me. Well, my mom's neighbor, she's about 80-some years old, had lived in the house that we lived in. She'd lived in the same town for, you know, since she was a little girl and lived in multiple houses. And she had lived in ours for a while and said before she lived there, another couple from the war, I guess a guy that went over to go fight in Germany, had brought a German girl back and lived there, and he became a very bad alcoholic and ended up beating this girl and just not being, I guess, a good person to her, and would not let her leave. And she couldn't leave. I don't know why. She just had nowhere to go, I guess. And she ended up, you know, taking her home life in the house. Well, at first I'm like, yeah, that's pretty crazy. You know, I want to really know if she actually took her life in her house. So I went on, I can't remember the website, but if you find the website, you can find out. I think it's whodiedinmyhouse.com, I'm pretty sure. You got to pay for it, but you can find out if anybody died in your house for free. But if you want to give them the details, you have to pay for it, and I paid for it and went into detail. And it was a girl, and I forgot her name. I really should have this pulled up right now. She was about 40-some years old, if that, and ended up hanging herself in the house. And it even says what room she was in, and the funny thing is, well, the scary thing is that it was my room. And I kind of was like, how is that possible? Because my ceilings aren't that tall. It'd be impossible to hang it. Well, apparently our ceilings were lowered, so they used to be higher. So now I was like, okay, that really did happen. And so I was wondering, man, if that was, you know, I'm just thinking, you know, maybe that's what it was. And, you know, we don't live in that house anymore. We just literally sold it a couple of days ago, actually. But we've been living in a different house. And not because of that or anything. We just moved out. And, man, that's probably one of the most scariest things that's ever happened to me. Didn't look into it anymore. Just kind of let it go. And I still do have night terrors. Not as bad. Nothing like that. Never had anything like that at all. I ended up having to take medication, I think, after that night, because it just was getting worse. I mean, I actually had another one where I felt somebody was out on the front porch walking around, dragging their feet, and that was actually pretty terrifying. When they had actually that night, they had stopped and knocked on the door, and I think it was just a night terror. But man, these feel so real; it doesn't seem like it's, you know, a dream. All the doctors, you know, they said that, you know, it was. They say it's a dream. It's not real. You know, it's not actually happening. There's nothing to be afraid of. But, you know, to me, that it really happened. And it was real. Don't really have those night terrors anymore because of the medication I took. But
if you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/real ghost stories.
Hey, got a crazy family? love hearing stories about crazy families, then you need to check out our brand new podcast called My Crazy Family, available wherever you get podcasts. Just search My Crazy Family right now, press subscribe, and don't miss any brand new episodes of My Crazy Family. You can even share your stories if you so please. We'd love to hear them. My Crazy Family. Search and subscribe wherever you download podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hear that? That's the sound of your skin silently crying out for hydration. Luckily, Dr. Teals has just the thing to get you glowing in no time. Meet Dr. Teals Skin Renewal Deep Hydration, made with a proprietary triple magnesium complex plus skincare actives for 50% improved skin hydration after just one bath. The words dry and dehydrated are about to be wiped from your vocabulary. Find Dr. Teals, all dressed in blue, in your local bath aisle. Dr. Teals. Yep, you needed that.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
In the next Rare Well Done, the Thrive team helps two people with CIDP tackle the tricky issue of friendship.
Hello.
They say the quiet part out loud.
In the event my CIDP worsens, my friends might decide it's too much.
Get nudged outside their comfort zone.
I don't know if I want to.
To forge stronger connections.
The best thing that's ever happened to me, our friendship.
To Rory.
Watch Rory and Michelle take on the friendship factor on the next episode of Rare Well Done.